Welcome to a historic moment in sports card investor history. It's our first top five ever in our brand new studio inside Cards HQ. Hello, sports card investors, and welcome to another Top 5 Tuesday. And what you see behind me is our brand new Cards HQ card shop. It is being set up as we speak. We're doing a preview debut of the card shop at Culture Collision this weekend here in Atlanta. We're hosting the trade night Saturday nights, and then we open to the public next Thursday, February 1st. So you can see the showcases are in place. We still got to put all of the cards in them. There's still a lot we got to do to finish up, but you're going to watch it all happen in the background over the next 2 weeks as this show continues in our brand new studio here inside Cards HQ. But today, we're here to talk about cards that are going up in the sports card market. And of course, today's top five is sponsored by Whatnot. Whatnot has awesome live auctions every day and night starting at just $1 for packs, boxes, breaks, singles, and more. It's a lot of fun. And if you scan the QR code on your screen or use the special link in our show description below, you'll get $10 in free credit when you sign up for Whatnot. Okay, let's take a quick look at the overall sports card market with the Market Pulse by Market Movers. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It is moving up some more. This is great news to start the year. Of course, this is great news with Cards HQ opening that the sports card market is starting the year hot. Over the last 30 days, the SCI 500 index of 500 of the most prominent sports cards has moved up almost 3%. That is what we want to see. Now let's talk about some of the individual cards that are going up and down the most. Let's go with today's top five. We're starting today with a cold card as we do every week, and you might have seen this one coming. This week, it is Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is our cold card of the week. And this is painful, guys, for me especially, because this offseason, I bought some Jalen Hurts cards. I was expecting him and the Eagles to have a really nice season, and I was expecting his cards to go up in value. And by the way, that was true for a lot of the season. I looked like a genius, like come week 10, come week 11 of the season, but then all the wheels completely fell off. And then of course they got knocked out in the playoffs in the wild card round against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jalen had a career high 20 turnovers this season. None of this is good for his card prices, as you can imagine. Let's take a look here in Market Movers. look at this chart going down. That's not what you want to see. These are four of Jalen Hurts' rookie cards. We're looking at his 2020 Prism Base, Prism Disco, Optic Base, and Optic Hollow, all in PSA 10 condition. And all of these cards are down anywhere between 17-18% and all the way up at about 35% over the last 30 days. That Prism Base card is down the most from a percentage standpoint. It's dropped from $77 down to $50 over the course of the last 30 days. Unfortunately, no matter what Jalen Hurts card you have, it has probably taken a little bit of a haircut this last month. But now let's talk about cards going up, and we're starting with our investment card of the week. And we are going to talk today about Hank Aaron. Yes, the all-time legend, second all-time in home runs. Some may say he should actually be the overall home run king since he wasn't part of that steroid era. Hank Aaron played in nearly 3,300 games. He ranks third all-time in hits, fourth in runs scored, first in total bases, first in extra base hits, first in RBIs, fourth in intentional walks, and fifth in WAR for position players. What an unbelievable career Hank Aaron had. Maybe, honestly, a little bit underappreciated when you hear these amazing statistics that he has put up. But there are many baseball card collectors that appreciate him at the proper level because his cards have been doing pretty well in the sports card market. Let's take a look here in Market Movers. Here we're looking over the last 365 days at Hank Aaron's iconic rookie card. We're looking at his 1954 Topps card in a PSA 2, PSA 3, and a PSA 4 condition. And you can see over the last year, all three of these cards are slightly up. That's impressive. because a lot of cards in the sports card hobby have gone down over the last year, but these cards have inched up a little bit. That PSA 2 is up 14% over the course of the last year. A year ago, you could have bought that card for $2,370 and most recently sold for $2,700. So that's a nice little increase over the course of the year. Of course, things like eye appeal matter tremendously when you're buying vintage cards like this. So not every PSA 2 is the same. But overall, we're seeing some nice movement with Hank Aaron's cards. And it is good to see these vintage cards of the all-time great players hold up well in the sports card market. Now let's talk about players playing today. And in the number five spot this week, it is Jason Dominguez of the New York Yankees. You remember this guy. He was considered the all-world prospect. The Martian was supposed to take the minor leagues and eventually the major leagues by storm. Well, that might actually happen because he was called up to the major leagues at the end of last season. He played a little bit, hit a home run in his first major league at bat. That is pretty, pretty cool. And now, as we're getting ready to go into the 2024 season, Jason Dominguez has rocketed up Baseball America's just released top 100 prospects list. So going into 2022, he was considered the 87th best prospect overall. Last year, he was considered the 67th prospect. Then he moved up to number 55, and the new list just came out, and he is now considered the 16th best, number 16 overall prospect in all of baseball. Keep in mind, he's only 20 years old, so he's got a lot of great career ahead of him. This interest in him, as we are now approaching baseball season not too far away, has caused his card prices to start to rise. Let's take a look here in Market Movers. You can see the chart on the screen. Actually, some of his cards are really going up pretty crazy amounts. The ones that we're looking at here are from 2020 Bowman. His Bowman Paper Prospects first in PSA 10. Also, his Bowman Mega Box Chrome Prospects Mojo Refractor first in PSA 10. His Bowman Sapphire Edition Chrome Prospects first in PSA 10. And his Bowman Paper Prospects Camo in PSA 10. Over the last 30 days, all of these cards doing well in the market, up anywhere between about 9% and all the way up at 124%. It is that paper prospects in PSA 10 that was only about a $17 card 30 days ago, but today it's a $38 card. That's a pretty nice increase just over the course of 30 days. And how about the camo version of that card, which went from around $38 and it's now up at $80 just 30 days later. In the number four spot on the list today, it is Jared Goff. You might have expected him to be on the list because, of course, the Lions just defeated the Buccaneers 31-23 to advance to the NFC Championship game. And those are very rare words in this city of Detroit. Goff has been wonderful for the Lions. He passed for 287 yards and two touchdowns, no interceptions in that game. And for the season overall, he passed for almost 4,600 yards, 30 touchdowns to just 12 interceptions. The magical run for Detroit and Jared Goff continues. And the magical run with his card prices continues as well. Let's take a look here at Market Movers. I'll show you what I mean. Look at them surge up, particularly even just in the last couple of days since that defeat of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You can see them surge up here on the right side of the screen. And the cards that we're looking at are six of his different rookie cards from 2016. His Donruss base, his Optic base, his Prism Silver, his Optic Hollow, his Prism Rookie Autograph, and his Optic Pink. All of these in PSA 10 condition that we're looking at here. And look at the green gains on these. These are big time card values, up anywhere from 21% all the way up to 87% over the course of the last 30 days. That 2016 Prism Rookie Autograph in PSA 10, somebody bought that card 30 days ago for $321, and it now most recently sold for $600. That is one heck of an increase over the course of just the last 30 days. All of these cards are doing well in the market. His 2016 Optic Pink went from $76 to $135 over the last 30 days. If you have any Jared Goff in your collection, go get it out right now because it's worth a lot more today than it was 30 days ago. The number three card today on today's hot list may not actually be hot for too long. It's Josh Allen. Now, he was on the hot list today because there were a lot of people anticipating that Buffalo was going to continue to move on in the playoffs, but that's not what happened. Just the other day, they were knocked off by the Kansas City Chiefs 27-24. It was a good game, though. Allen threw for a touchdown. He added two more rushing touchdowns, and he had a pretty nice season overall. Over 4,300 yards passing, which was outstanding. 29 touchdowns, 18 interceptions, though. That's quite a bit. But he kind of counteracted that with 15 rushing touchdowns as well. So it was a good season for Josh Allen. It was a good season for the Bills. They came on strong at the end. Unfortunately, they had to run into Kansas City, and they had a lot of injuries on defense when they had to face Kansas City as well. But before that little snafu against Kansas City the other day, Josh Allen's cards had been moving up in the market quite a bit over the last 30 days. Let's take a look here in Market Movers. And it's really actually over the last couple of weeks, the last 14 days, where you saw a lot of upwards movement of Josh Allen's cards. Now you'll probably see these start to come back down again now that he is starting the offseason a little bit early. But as of right now, these are hot cards in the market. I would not buy Josh Allen cards right now. I would probably wait a few months. His cards are probably going to cool. Then maybe there's opportunity to buy for next season if he's a guy you want to pick up. The cards that we're looking at here are five of his rookie cards from 2018. It says Donruss base in PSA 10 and PSA 9. It says Optic base in PSA 10, his Score base in PSA 10, his Prism base in PSA 10. And over the last 30 days, all of these are up anywhere between about 15% and all the way up at 54%. That Donruss base sold 30 days ago for $132. It most recently sold for $202. All of these cards were on their way up. It's sad that Josh Allen's season's over. He is a fun quarterback to watch. But you know what? Good luck to the Chiefs. Good luck to Patrick Mahomes. Hopefully he has good success from here on out. The number two card today is another card that's currently hot but is probably now starting to fall. Jordan Love is in the number two spot today, and that's well-deserved because, wow, the Packers ended their season so well and then had that incredible defeat of the Cowboys in the first round of the NFL playoffs. But this past weekend, they fell just short. They lost in the divisional round to the 49ers by 3 points. It was a really tight game, and for a long time, it really looked like the Packers were going to win. And it really wasn't Jordan Love's fault that they didn't. He outplayed, I think, Brock Purdy for a lot of that game. He did have the interception at the end, which was unfortunate. But for the most part, the Packers look solid. Jordan Love looks solid. And I hope that he comes back next year and picks up where he left off. His cards, though, they've been hot. They're probably now going to dip a little bit that he's into his offseason. But let's enjoy what a run they had over the last 30 days. Let's take a look here in Market Movers. Ever since that Cowboys victory, look at how crazy they went in the market on the right side of the graph. Ever since that Cowboys victory, absolutely insane. The cards that we're looking at here are four of his rookie cards from 2020. It says Prism Base PSA 10, Donruss Base PSA 10, Optic Hollow PSA 10, and his Contenders Rookie Ticket Auto PSA 10, looking at a very high-end card there. All of these cards, wow. Wow. Over the last 30 days, these cards are up anywhere between 74% and all the way up at 123%. 30 days ago, his Prism base card in PSA 10 was around $44. Today, it's around $97. His Donruss base went from around $36 to around $63. His Optic Hollow went from $103 30 days ago to $213 today. But that pales in comparison to his 2020 Contenders Rookie Ticket Auto PSA 10. 30 days ago, that was a $631 card. It most recently sold for $1,330. That card went up in value almost $700 over the course of the last 30 days. What an exceptional run we saw this season from Jordan Love. It's time for today's number one card, and it looks like we got some showcases going in behind me as I'm going to give it to you. But actually, before I give you the number one card today, let me remind you that all of the charts and graphs from today's episode are from Market Movers. And look, guys, the sports card market has been hot so far in January. You need Market Movers because it is the ultimate way to track your collection and to keep a tab on everything that's going on in the sports card market. When is the right time to buy? When is the right time to sell? Market Movers can help you crunch the data. The best part? You can try it for free. Just go to sportscardinvestor.com and click on Market Movers in the main menu bar, or go on your phone to the App Store and search for Market Movers and download the Market Movers app from the App Store on your phone today. All right, guys, today's number one card is Lamar Jackson. Well deservingly, probably not a big surprise. He continues his incredible streak of great performances, and the Ravens are red hot. They defeated the Houston Texans 34-10 this past weekend to advance to the AFC Championship game, where they will face the Kansas City Chiefs. What a showdown that is going to be. And of course, Lamar completed over 70% of his passes in that game against the Texans. He threw for 2 touchdowns. He is the favorite to win the MVP award this season, and for good reason. His stats have been absolutely incredible. His card prices, they've been pretty darn good as well. Let's take a look here in Market Movers and look at this chart. You can see everything has been on the rise over the last 30 days. We're looking at six of his rookie cards, I should say, from 2018. His Donruss base, his Optic base, his Select Premier Level Silver, his Prism base, his Optic Holo, and his Rookie Kaboom in PSA 10. That is a beautiful card, isn't it? I would love to own one of those. I do not, but I would love to own one of those. All of these cards over the last 30 days are up anywhere between 28% and all the way up at 96%. His Donruss base in PSA 10's gone from $85 30 days ago to $155 today. His Optic base from $125 to $245. His Select Premier Level Silver from $200 to $300. His Prism base from $263 to $375. His Optic Holo went from $423 to $700 over the last 30 days in PSA 10. And his Kaboom, Rookie Kaboom, went from $2,650 to $3,400. A $750 increase in just 30 days. What a month it has been for Lamar Jackson collectors. All right, guys, I hope you appreciated our first top five from our brand new Cards HQ studio. What do you think of the look? Let me know in the comments below. And if you enjoyed the content, give it a like, give it a subscribe, and go get Market Movers right now. Go to sportscardinvestor.com and click on Market Movers in the main menu bar, or download the Market Movers app from your phone. We appreciate you. We'll see you soon with our next one. Take care. It's a wrap! There you go.